Love-inspired suspense and Harper Audio present Search and Defend by Heather Woodhaven, performed by Patrick Zeller. Following the Trail by Lynette Eason, performed by Emma Lisi. And Dangerous Mountain Rescue by Christy Barrett, performed by Patricia Santomasso. Search and Defend.
My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalms 73:26. 1. FBI Special Agent Alex Driscoll hated undercover work. Pretending to be someone else tied his gut up in knots, especially when he no longer had a partner to watch his back. Tonight, he was playing the part of a chef. His informant had told him to watch for the handoff of a flash drive to a woman with jet black hair and a red dress. The private political fundraiser was being held the night after Christmas, though, which meant he'd already spotted 13 women who matched that description. My table wants ours made special order. No ginger, no celery, extra avocado with a light drizzle of wasabi. The woman in front of him raised a heavily jeweled hand. Too much, and I'll send it back. The rice on the outside, not the inside. She demanded perfection, as did most of the attendees, given they'd all paid $2,000 to attend the special event. Of course, ma'am. The position with the catering company should have been the perfect cover, since he enjoyed cooking. But he wasn't sure he could deliver under the scrutiny of the rich and famous. Sushi was an especially difficult dish to make while keeping watch on the guests. "What led you to attend tonight, ma'am?" he asked, as an excuse to look up and scan the room. Cooking stations lined the backside of the lodge, located at the base of the mountain. The building was set apart from the rest of the famous Idaho ski resort. The glass walls on the opposite side of where he stood offered dazzling views of the lit-up ski runs that were closed during the event. "We support Governor Davenport wholeheartedly." She cocked an eyebrow. "Why else would anyone be here?" "It's the event of the season." He flashed what he hoped would be his most charming smile. All Alex knew was there was going to be an assassination attempt in the next couple of weeks. The target would be someone powerful, not necessarily the governor. The flash drive Alex hoped to intercept was rumored to contain the name of the target and their itinerary. One of the many women wearing a red dress would be the firecracker's courier. He added a dash of black sesame seeds to the top of the roll and handed the sushi plate to the waiter standing by. "What table, ma'am?"
7.
She strode off, chin held high, and the waiter hustled after her. If the firecracker intended on taking out the governor, he might also be here tonight, discreetly gathering intel on his prey. The same intel Alex needed in order to stop him, once and for all. The assassin's modus operandi usually involved killing the target along with their security detail. Bombs were his choice of weapon. The firecracker had never targeted a large amount of people at once, like the couple of hundred in attendance now. But Alex wasn't lowering his guard. Every chance he got to slip away, he searched for nooks and crannies in the lodge where explosives might be hidden. The FBI had no descriptions to go on, no photographs, only that the assassin was in his late 50s. Unfortunately, that meant Alex was surrounded by potential suspects mingling within the party. The lodge was one giant room with floor-to-ceiling windows facing one of the resort's mountains. The other three walls were decorated to resemble a log cabin, a luxury multi-million-dollar one. At his 2 o'clock, a man with eyes darting left and right hastily made his way across the room. Under 5'10", the man was average in height and looks. Early 30s, he would have blended in if his right hand hadn't been clenched in a tight fist. Either the man planned to punch someone, or he was carrying the flash drive.
I heard we talk to you if we want.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?